Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen, and today in the first half hour, I will be speaking with Jennifer Garfitt, who is running for Lenoxville Borough President in the upcoming November 2nd municipal elections. And in the second part of today's show, I will talk with local author Tanya Bellumer Allett. She has written several books, and today she will talk about her book titled The Hospitality of Trees. I will also have lots of announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. We will start the show with a little good news, and it's by Anne Murray.
I rolled out this morning, the kids had the morning news show on. Brian Campbell was talking about the fighting in Lebanon. Some senator was squawking about the bad economy. It's gonna get worse, you see. Need a change in policy. There's a local paper rolled up in a rubber band. One more sad story's one more than I can stand. Just once, how I'd like to see the headline say, not much to print today, can't find nothing better to say. Because nobody robbed a liquor store on the lower part of town. Nobody come home this evening, I bet that the news will be the same. Somebody takes a hostage, somebody steals a plane. How I want to hear the anchorman talk about a county fair and how we cleaned up the air, how everybody learned to care.
My guest today is Jennifer Garfitt, who is running for Borough President of Lenoxville in the upcoming municipal elections on November 2nd. Jennifer is no stranger to local politics. She's been on the Borough Council for about 8 years and brings plenty of experience and dedication to the role. Beyond politics, Jennifer is deeply involved in the community. She's active with the Lenoxville and District Women's Center, the Naturalist Club, Community Aid, and the Lenoxville and Ascot Historical Museum, just to name a few. She's someone who believes in giving back and making a difference right here where she lives. Today we'll talk about what inspired her to run for Borough President, her priorities for the community, and the values that continue to guide her work in Lenoxville. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really happy to welcome Jennifer Garfitt to the Townships at 12. Now, Jennifer, she's been a longtime resident of Lenoxville, and she works at Clark & Sons, and she's campaigning to be the next borough of Lenoxville president. So welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you, Maureen, for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. Now, for our listeners who may not know you, could you tell us a little bit about yourself? And you've been in the council for a number of years now. What first sparked your interest in local politics?
Well, I grew up on Spring Road on a farm, went to LES, Galt, Champlain, and went on to McDonald College to get my degree in agriculture. But growing up, members in my family, grandparents, parents were always involved in different activities. So it was just natural that we would be involved in guides, like brownies, guides, 4-8. And then I took political science at Champlain with Mr. McIver. And then when I was at Galt, I was on the student government too. So it was more organizing and that. But then for local politics, I got involved because 8 years ago, I was complaining to Claude Charron when he was councillor at the time. I was complaining to him about snow removal in Viewpoint because we're rural, so we're often the last ones who are treated. And he said, instead of complaining, why don't you try to get on council and try to do something about it? So I ran first for councillor in 2017, and I won, and then I won again in 2021. So I did 2 mandates in as councillor for Upland. And politics, really, what is politics? I still wonder what politics is. I'm more into helping people. I have ideas and I try to help them along, but I also try to help other people with their project, and if they have problems, find the right person to help them with their problem.
What motivated you exactly to run for the president of the borough of Lennoxville after you've been on the council for Uplands, you said?
Yeah, that's Claude's fault too, because last year he started talking to me because he said he didn't think he would run for president again, but he'd like to run for councillor, and he thought I should run for president since I've done 2 mandates as councillor, so I kind of know the ropes. With this kind of job, you can't know all of the answers, and it's not a one-person job either, because you have to be able to work with the other elected people, plus with city employees and, you know, the civic engineers and the people who work in the parks, and you have to be able to get along with anyone. So it was Claude who told me I should think about running for president. And then I asked David Price, and he said yes, I was the only logical choice, and he thought with my experience I'd be okay. And I still wasn't sure, so I asked some of the other councillors in Sherbrooke, and they thought it was a good idea too. And then my sons also told me that I should try to run. I mean, after 2 mandates as councillor, and I saw the other people who were running, and some of them don't have any experience in municipal politics. So I thought I would give it a try. In the end, it's not me who will decide. It's the voters of Lennoxville.
Mm-hmm. And municipal elections, I feel, are so important too.
Well, it's funny. They say municipal politics is the one that's closest to the citizens, because you wake up in the morning, you go to the bathroom, you get a drink of water. Wastewater treatment is municipal. Drinking water is municipal. Electricity, Hydro Sherbrooke, or in Lennoxville, it's Hydro Quebec. So it's the basic, you know, garbage removal. It's the basic services to the citizens.
Now, you're active in so many community groups, the Lennoxville and District Women's Center, the Naturalist Club and Community Aid, and probably some others. How have those experiences shaped your understanding of the community's needs?
For sure, they've helped me get a better perspective on the needs, especially this year. I'm president of the Women's Center, but I've been on the board for 5 or 6 years now, and seeing the way the needs have grown in the community and the need for a place like the Women's Center to help break isolation and give support to parents. And we have a teen group now too. So that's helped, just watching that evolve. And the Naturalist Club, being more aware of the environment, and the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, we're known as a bird group, but we're really a naturalist club because we're interested in anything environmental. And I'm president of the LVTC also. So that's been interesting to watch the different programs that have gone through the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center. With the Naturalist Club, I'm the recording secretary. And then with Lennox-Velasquez Historical Museum Society, I'm the secretary too.
You're definitely right out in the public, my goodness.
Well, yes, but being out in the public, and you get to meet a lot of interesting people that I wouldn't meet otherwise. Even when I'm delivering Meals on Wheels for community aid, it's nice to stop and have a chat with the people I'm delivering to. And mm-hmm. That's something, it takes an hour and 15 minutes a week. I only deliver once a week, but I get to meet nice people, and it's just, it's good. And then with the Massawippi Conservation Trust too, I've been helping and following them for quite a few years now, and it's been interesting to see how they've evolved, and they're protecting 1,500 acres along the Massawippi watershed now. So, no, there's a lot of good people around, and it's a good chance to get to meet other people out of your usual circle, too.
Mm-hmm. You're definitely a community person. What do you see are the main priorities or challenges right now for Lennoxville?
Well, for me, the number one priority is keeping the bilingual status. I think that that's something that can't change because there's so many people who come to Lennoxville to be involved in different groups. Like the Women's Center is the Lennoxville and District Women's Center. We cover a large area. And the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, too. There's people who come from Hatley and North Hatley and Condonda Hatley. And it's just to have Lennoxville is like a hub for English-speaking organizations like Townshippers also and Mental Health History, Literacy in Action. And then, well, security in the and on the road. Of course, that's always a challenge, but I would really like to know how to get people just to slow down. Around the schools, we put the speed limit down to 30, and we put speed bumps up. But as soon as they get through those areas, they speed on the street. I sat on the security commission, and we thought it would be good to try to put the speed limit down to 40 from 50 in the residential areas. Even if it's set at 40, will people slow down? We can't have a policeman sitting on every street to give speed tickets. So that's a challenge, and I just don't know how to break people's habits of speeding because it is dangerous and a lot of people are worried about it.
Any other projects or initiatives you'd like to see move forward if you're elected the borough president?
One thing from the beginning has always been a challenge is communication. The borough, we have a little paper called The Lantern that comes out 3 times a year, and we give the local organizations a chance to put a blurb in about what the work they do and upcoming events. But it's only 3 times a year, and one is delivered to every door in Lennoxville. But when I'm delivering Meals on Wheels, often I find them in the recycling bin. People don't even look at them. You guys do a good job with local news. The Record does a good job, but not everybody reads the Record. It's very, it's just communications is a challenge. And I'll keep working at it, but I'm not sure what else to do so that people keep well informed. And I know that there's social media now, but not everybody's on it.
What kind of leadership style do you bring to council and how do you like to work with residents and other elected officials?
My leadership style is more listening. I like to listen to people and then try to find ways to move forward. And if compromises are needed, try to bring people together to move forward. And with working with the city employees too, because they're the ones who know, like the inspectors and the director general in town and the coordinator. They're the ones who know how to move projects along. So I guess I'm more cooperative and just encouraging. I like it when people have ideas on projects and then just to help them.
Now, communication is key in local politics. How do you plan to stay connected with residents and ensure their voices are heard?
Well, I like to be on the ground. Sometimes going to Maxi to get a few groceries can take a while because people will talk in the grocery store or in the parking lot, being on the street, you know, just being around. Some people get worried about things, but they're too shy to say anything. So I just try to be around as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And I'm always available either by phone or email.
Very important too. What role do you think community organizations play in shaping the future of Lennoxville and how can the borough best support them?
We have there's a few organizations in town. There's one that's called, in French it's called the Consultation Communautaire de Lennoxville. So the Lennoxville Community Consultation. It's Literacy in Action, the Library, Moshack, the Women's Center, Townshippers, and the Youth Center. They meet with our community organizer from the CIUS. Her name is Gabrielle St. Croix. And they get together and come up with projects. And sometimes, like, we're able to support them financially if they need funds for doing a project. And they should be having one coming up in November, so there'll be more information about that. And plus, with the borough, we also have it's a Social Development and Community Consultative Committee. And we came out with an action plan that we've been working on for a few years, and that came out just recently. There's somebody from Bishops and Community Aid and our leisure technician and the Women's Center and MOSHAC and the Youth Center and one or two citizens. So we get together and discuss things, too, to try to improve life in Lennoxville. Lennoxville is, I think it's a great place to live, but of course, there's always things that can be improved to help everybody.
Sounds like a lot of organizations going on, a lot of communication. That is wonderful, more than I even thought.
Good when the organizations can get together and share their experience and pool their resources and work together. That's very helpful, too. Because there's a lot of great people in Lennoxville who are trying to help the community. With our participatory budget, too, if organizations have an idea for a project, they can apply for that. And that will be coming up in the new year again, because we usually reward it like the end of February or March. So that's something else to come out to look for. Plus, the lantern, too, as I said, it's delivered to every door in Lennoxville. So that's a good way for them to publicize. We try to work with the community organizations as much as possible.
What are some of your favorite things about living and working in Lennoxville?
Well, I think it has to be the people. There's just so many nice people around and talented people and people who are working hard to make other people's lives better, too. When I look at Community Aid and all the work they do with seniors and the Women's Center now, too, there's activities from babies, like from prenatal all the way up to senior ladies. There's a lot of coordination and people just trying to help. And the architecture is nice, and the history too. Lennoxville has such an interesting history, and with having so many educational institutions around, like Bishops and BCS and Champlain, there's a pool of higher education. I mean, you could live in Lennoxville and go from kindergarten to post to a PhD level, really, in the area.
That is definitely so true. What are your feelings about the proposed bike lane to replace the parking on Queen Street in Lennoxville?
Oh, the bike path. I haven't been for it since they started talking about it. I was glad when they put the bike path in from Aberdeen down to John Wilson, I believe it is, because the section along Wellington South, where it's 80 kilometers and there's not much lighting there, that was very dangerous for bikers to go from Lennoxville to Sherbrooke. But to go through downtown Lennoxville like that, they don't understand the reality of Lennoxville. There's a lot of people who do come to town to do their business. I've had seniors tell me about they don't know what they're going to do, because if they can't park in front of the Royal Bank, they have mobility problems and they can't park somewhere else and walk to the Royal Bank and rustic routes. And there's not very many parking spots there, but that's the critical area. And because they were talking about taking away the parking on like the Royal Bank side of Queen. So even if people parked across the street, it would be hard to cross the street to get to the Royal Bank or to Rustic Route. There's not much parking on Church Street. It was drawn up by people who don't really understand the reality of Lennoxville. And even when they did the parking study from the end of November to the beginning of January in winter, when most of the students are gone, I was quite disappointed. People don't need this stress in their life. I don't know if it will be changed. Apparently the results of the polls that were done won't be available until after the election, but I know a lot of people will be affected by it. Mm-hmm. I'm just very frustrated with it. And we already have a parking problem in Lennoxville.
What message would you like to share with the voters as the November 2nd election approaches?
All that I can say is that if I'm elected, I'll just keep doing my best, working hard for the people of Lennoxville. As David Price once said, you know, when you're elected and you're making a decision, you have to ask yourself what's best for your citizens. And that's just something that I always remembered from him. I'll just keep doing my best and I'll work hard.
You're definitely a hard worker, Jennifer. Jennifer Garfoot, we've been speaking with her today, and she's hoping to be the next president of the borough of Lennoxville. So I encourage everybody, no matter what town you're in, to get out and vote in the municipal elections on November 2nd. So thanks, Jennifer, and all the best.
Well, thank you, Maureen.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you.
The 1,000 Apple Pies fundraiser is back for another year at Grace Village. On Saturday, November 8th, our awesome team of volunteers will be preparing 1,000 apple pies for you and your family. They would also like to make a delicious gift for someone special. They come fresh, ready to bake or freeze. Pies are $15 each or 5 for $60. Get one free. All proceeds will go to the Grace Village Care Foundation. They also have a limited stock of pumpkin pies that are ready as of now. For information, including where to purchase the pies, please visit the Facebook page under the name Grace Village, Village Grace. And we have some activities coming up at the Hut ANAF Unit 318 over on St. Francis Street. It's country music with Sid Aulis every Sunday in October at 1:30 p.m. $10 admission. You must be 18 years and over. Canteen on Friday evenings, every Friday starting at 5 p.m. There's a Halloween party dance with Slightly Haggard coming up on Saturday, October 25th, starting at 8 p.m. Open to everybody who is 18 years and older. Bookings, they have dates available for rental of the hall. Contact calendar director, Nina, at ninars24@gmail.com. Darts, military whist, cribbage, shuffleboard, billiards, benefit dances, outstanding museum, and a calm place to sit and socialize. Open to all the community. All these things and more brought to you by members of Anavets number 318. Volunteers are always needed for many of the projects they have ongoing. Step up and get involved. 72 years of serving our veterans and our community. The Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District, will be holding their fall market on October 24th from 9 to 5 and October 25th from 10 to 2. This market will be held at Lennoxville United Church, 6 Church Street in Lennoxville. The market will feature books, baked goods, jams and jellies, attic treasures, and gently used clothing. There will also be a silent auction of gift certificates for local merchants, etc. A wonderful opportunity for students to stock up on essentials and tasty treats. Bargains for everybody, a sale not to be missed. Friperie Boutique, for the benefit of La Maison Aube Lumière, until November 1st, Wednesday and Thursday, 10 to 17 hours, Friday, 10 to 18 hours, Saturday, 10 to 16 hours. Taking place at 2655 King West in Sherbrooke. Fall online workshops are now here for Mental Health Estrie. Join Mental Health Estrie for 3 free online workshops this fall. Whether you're curious about Kundalini yoga, want to learn about self-harm and healing, or explore embodied writing for clarity and emotional well-being, there's something for everybody. These sessions are open to all, presented in English, and completely free. Check out the Mental Health Estrie website and look them up on Facebook for more information. The Sawyerville 4-H Club is having a spaghetti supper fundraiser November 1st, 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and they're having it at 254 Jordan Hill Road in Cookshire-Eaton. 13 and up, $20, 6 to 12 years old, $15, and 5 years old and under, eat for free. All proceeds are going toward hosting the Ag Tour 2025, helping two of their members participate in provincial events and club activities. For tickets, see Brianna Rothney or Alicia Kirby. Fundraiser for Child Haven International. Please join us for an Indian dinner and silent auction to benefit Child Haven International. Tuesday, October 21st at 6 p.m. at the Shalimar Restaurant, 263 Queen Street in Lennoxville. Tickets are $70, $35 tax receivable. For tickets, call Phyllis Baxter, 819-346-8273, or online at childhaven.ca. Child Haven International operates homes for over 1,300 formerly destitute children in India, Nepal, and Bangladesh. The homes provide health care, food, clothing, shelter, education, and loving care. Child Haven is a registered Canadian charity, 1985.
founded by Bonnie and Fred Cappuccino, recipients of the Order of Canada and the United Nations Humanitarian Service Award, sponsored by UUS Tree and the Lenoxville Area Child Haven Committee. There will be a book launch of No Wrong Seasons by local author Brenda Hartwell, Sunday, October 19th, 2 to 4 p.m. at 9 Speed Street in the borough of Lenoxville. There's a Halloween party happening on Friday, October 31st, starts at 7 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Church in North Hatley, located on Main Street. Prizes for costumes, adult, teen, and child, candy and snacks, separate area for teen dance, kid games. It's free and everybody is welcome. I would like to thank my guest in the first half of today's show, Jennifer Garfitt, councilwoman and also hoping to take the next step and become Lenoxville Borough President on November 2nd at the municipal elections. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12. And in part two today, I will be speaking with local author and retired professor, Tanya Bellumer Hallett. We will close part one today with What I Wouldn't Do by Serena Ryder.
If you should fall to pieces, you know I'll pick them up. There are so many reasons I'm never gonna get enough. If you should leave this country, you know I'll come to you.